Hey, happy 2019. It's the new year and we're coming into a really great season of business. I'm very hopeful and expectant of good things. This is going to be the first week Andy comes back and finished his last round of treatment. For those that didn't know, Andy, my business partner, has been out for the last about 3 months. He was diagnosed with a brain tumor and then has been walking through the process of surgery, radiation, and chemo, and is now through it all. We have to wait a few more weeks until his next test, where we'll get the results on how everything went. But his response thus far has been absolutely incredible. He was up and walking around, you know, a day or two after surgery. Not to his full self, but his journey has just been absolutely incredible. And so we're going to walk through that as we walk through the next stages of our company building. And we're just going into 2019 with an incredible amount of hope and expectation of good things. So some of the stuff that we're doing right now are we're working through what's called the improvement kata. This is based on the book Toyota Kata, and that's Toyota, K-A-T-A. This book has been really incredible and has really helped me, being the guy that's on the shop floor working directly with our employees slash doing the work myself, just put in place a system for thinking. Toyota Kata is basically an idea that lean manufacturing and leaning any like production line, any task, really any organization, is not a set of tools, but it's a process of thinking and problem solving. And so there's four steps. This is based off of another tool that I learned a while back, which is PDCA, plan, do, check, act. So you plan, then you try it, then you check what you tried, and then you change and try the next thing. This one's a little different. It's identifying your long-term goal. That's the fourth step. That's the first step, but it's the fourth step in the process, because that's going to be the last thing that you achieve. But it's the first step that you do. You set a long-term goal. By definition, long-term being from 3 months, from 6 months to 3 years, and then the next step, so you're going to walk backwards, because you're going to set your long-term goal first, then you're going to step back all the way to the beginning and say, okay, but where are we today? So in our case, my long-term goal is to have our production at 10 presses a week. Okay, so then I step back and I say, where are we at today? And today, we're at roughly 5 presses a week. I say roughly because we just came out of the holidays and, you know, we have to get everybody kind of back on track. But, so today we're at 5 presses a week. And then we're going to identify, we're going to step forward and say, okay, so what are the obstacles to achieving that long-term goal based on where we are right now? For us, that has to do with physical space, which is not something we can really handle outside of purchasing a larger facility. We are physically limited just by, just by our location. So we've already done everything we can do for that right now. Bought a space, having renovated, getting ready, preparing, taking the time making time, not taking time, but making time, setting aside time to actually plan what the floor plan and the production line is going to look like at the new shop, and where we're going to have offices, and where we're going to have a media area for shooting video, and making more content devoted to, you know, you guys and the people that are purchasing our machines, giving them resources for using them and tooling and all that. So taking the time to set all that up and plan it out, and set timelines, and basically creating this for everything. So that long-term goal for each thing, and then setting how we can get there. And now, once we identify the obstacles based on where we want to be and where we are today, then we get to the fourth step in the process. And that is to take one of the obstacles and then experiment. And they call it a cycle. And the cycle should be short, in about a day. So the cycle of the experiment is about a day. So you've set your long-term goal. That's 6 months to 3 years long-term out. Then you're going to step back and say, okay, where are we today? Okay, today. So long-term goal for us, maybe 10 presses a week. Today we're at 5 presses a week. And our obstacles are space, flow of our current shop, flow of materials, the way we handle our supplies and ordering, the way that we handle the actual production steps. We do... we're still doing a good amount of batch work. Batch work meaning, rather than building one set of parts for one press at a time, we'll do 12 sets of tool or of parts for 12 presses at a time. So if Tom orders a press from us and we start to build his machine, Tom has to wait for us to also build all the parts for the next 11 machines. Rather than we start on Tom's machine, we build the parts for his machine, we build his machine, we paint his machine, we assemble the power pack, assemble the frame, test, build dies, and ship his machine, and then start suit the next press. So while the actual individual timeline, so the time that it takes for the individual tasks may seem longer, the actual time that you're taking to ship Tom's press is less, which means Sue's press is technically also going to be less time, because they're not waiting on us doing that entire amount of batch work. So that's called one piece flow. You're working on one piece at a time from start to finish before you start the next thing. Something I've learned is within our processes, there are going to be areas where we have to have a little bit of inventory, and which means there is going to be a small amount of batch work done to make sure we have enough parts to not completely stop the process. If a certain part, for example, the treadle linkages on our machines, they're kind of a finicky part that take a good amount of time. And at least right now, the best way that we found to do it is to make a batch of them, use them, schedule a time, or have a Kanban card as we're about to use up the last of them. We pull that card and start to make the next batch. That is somewhere that a batch does make sense, and it acts like a buffer and keeps everything moving efficiently. And that's just until we get to the point where we say, okay, doing treadles in batches is now an obstacle, you know? But we're not there yet. So going back, our obstacles... We identified the long-term 10 presses a week, where we're at currently 5 presses a week, obstacles, size of the shop, flow of material, ordering, you know, we're just knocking it down. These are all obstacles. We're not looking for the most egregious obstacle to overcome, the most difficult or even the most time-consuming. We're just looking for the obstacles. Once we have a list of those obstacles, then we can say, today I can attack this one obstacle. So what we did yesterday was we attacked tools that we often spend a lot of time, and this is a simple, very obvious obstacle. There are a lot of tools in the shop that we spend time looking for, whether it's squares or Sharpies, which is just seems to always be a thing, or sockets for our impacts and all that. And so one way that we've identified that we can solve that is by putting colored tape on the socket set, the ratchet, the impacts, all the tools for one area, and color code that booth to that area. And even if you're in a shop and you're the only one doing all of those tasks, I can attest to the fact that if you make a tool set for an area, you identify it for that area by color coding it in some way, spray paint them, you can outline them on the wall, all that. But making sure that they always return to the same spot makes a world of difference when you're spending the time or not spending the time looking for it. I can't tell you the hours I've wasted over the last year rummaging through drawers looking for a 9/16 socket. So we'll go and buy more just so that we have plenty around, and it doesn't matter. They still get lost because we don't have a system to bring them into and put them into a place that they're going to return to. So that's what we started to attack yesterday. Made a little bit of progress, and we're going to spend 15 minutes this morning talking about, okay, what are we going to do today? How did yesterday go? And just get everybody on the same team. And this is still something that you can do by yourself. If you're working in your shop and you're making knives or you're making hammers or you're making tools or you're just working and you only have small amounts of time to work, you need to make that time really, really, really efficient. Just like we need to make our time really, really efficient so that we can better serve the people that are ordering equipment from us. So every morning, spend 15 minutes. You know, for us, we have to cap it at 15 minutes because otherwise it just kind of falls apart. We get into conversation about this and that. And rather than rabbit trailing, I want us to stay really focused. So we're setting a time limit of 15 minutes every morning. Yesterday we did it in the afternoon. I think doing it in the morning, setting up for the day will be much better. And then taking small steps. So as we overcome a single obstacle, even if you know we're attempting to do it in a day and we didn't quite get to it because we didn't quite do it yesterday, we didn't get through it. So we're going to see where we are at and try a little more today. And just taking that little initiative, that little step forward, I think it's really incredibly impactful. And you know, the image here is that in an attempt to eat an elephant, you have to do it one bite at a time. And it's super cheesy, but it's super true, and it's made an incredible difference in the way that we work and the volume of work that we're able to produce. Also, the frustration level is lower when you have, for example, the tools that you need right at hand because they always go back into the same spot. So that's kind of what we're working on right now as we're coming into 2019. We're going to use this same system of plan, do, check, act, or this is the improvement kata. Setting the long-term goal, seeing where we're at currently, and then creating a list of obstacles to get to our long-term goal. Andy and I have a meeting scheduled today to kind of set the tone for this year, and I'm really excited about that. And I feel like we have a really good tool to utilize to get us to where, or at least to get us on track to really, really be impactful in this year. And one of my goals personally is just to get a better vision and to really unify our team, and Andy and I, in a really meaningful way towards a common goal, towards a common vision, and also extend that into my family, that my wife and I can have a common goal and a common vision and be taking small steps towards being better. And so awesome. I really appreciate all the feedback. You guys have been absolutely incredible. And if you like this, let me know what format you're listening to it on, because I'm really curious. I post these on Anchor, and I think they just post everywhere, but I don't even know the total number of apps that this podcast is available on. So when I post it, it just goes to the Anchor app. But if you've listened to it on something else, let me know. I would love to know. You can message me on at Cole Ironworks on Instagram, or Cole Ironworks on Facebook. And yeah, awesome. Thanks so much for listening. I hope you have a wonderful day. I hope that you are hopeful and excited and have tools available to make this year incredible.